You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Here's Katie. She writes, I had a questionable charge on my credit card statement, so I called customer service and actually got a real person. He was nice, but he kept trying to start conversations with me that had nothing to do with my problem. He asked me about the weather, where I was. Then he asked if I was a football fan, if I was excited for the season to start. Then he started talking about his girlfriend and what they were doing this weekend. Katie writes, I just wanted to get to the bottom of my issue. Is it now a thing for customer service people to be our friends? Have you experienced this too, or did I just get Mr. Chatty?
Jeez.
No, you're not the only one. I notice it all the time now. I like to personally make conversation with the people in the hopes that I will then get better customer service.
Same, exactly. Become their friend.
Yeah, if you act like a jerk when you call, all you're going to do is going to get jerk service.
Well, they probably get that 97% of their lives and, you know, in their work lives. So you just be the one little ray of sunshine and see what a little joy will get you.
But Katie, I have noticed that, yes, they will start talking about the most unrelated things. And I guess they're sitting in front of a screen. They're waiting for things to process.
That's the thing right there.
It's just
a lot of downtime.
It's awkward if there's just silence going on while this is happening. So they just start making conversation.
I think that's the big thing. There's a lot of downtime while they're processing and figuring out your problem. So they're just chatty. And second is everything is recorded now. So I think they need to be on their best, most friendliest behavior because the bosses are going back through and listening to how they interact with their customers.
Right.
So that has to be a huge part of it.
You know,
huge.
I actually feel the opposite because I had to call in my insurance company last week and I was leaving one car insurance. So I had to call them up and be like, okay, like this is my last day. And Andrew, the representative, actually could not have been more quick and efficient. And he did, like, I wanted him to fight for me. He was just like, oh, sorry to hear you go. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, there's a cheaper price at this company. He's like, okay, well, you're in. We'll see you later. And I was just like, what? Like,
you're not trying.
You don't want to fight for me? Like, come on.
Isn't that funny that happens so much? And it used to be that they would do anything to try to save your business.
Like, make me regret my insurance choice.
I got to tell you, there was a time when every time my internet bill would go up, I would call and I would say, listen, I've been a customer for a long time. My rate's going up. The other guys have got an offer right now of blah, blah, blah. I don't, you know, is there anything you can do? And they'd say, oh, yeah, for the next 6 months, we're going to do this and this and this. And I'd be like, all right, cool. That ended about 4 years ago. Because starting about 4 years ago, when I would call and say, you know, the other guys, they would immediately say, you should maybe go to the other guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, they've
been with us for so long.
They've stopped fighting for my business. Yeah. Now they're telling me to just go away.
It's kind of the same way when people write negative emails to us.
Yes.
I mean, we don't beg for them to stay. We just say we appreciate the time you spent with us.
Exactly right.
You know, it's really no different.
Go check out the grass on the other side.
We used to play the Happy Trails theme on this show long ago. Anytime somebody would say, I hate you and I'm never listening again, we would read their letter and we would play the Happy Trails song, which means
so long.
So long.
Farewell.
And be careful and take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I kind of understand, but it is funny to me that it used to be. Here's another thought for you. Let me give you this thought and see what you, maybe we should take a break and come back. I also want to address, and if people want to call in and comment on this, I want to talk about companies that do everything for new customers, but don't do squat for people who have been their customers for like 10 years.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah, all the new offers.
Yes, and I think we should address that on our show.
It's like the favorite new baby, and they get all the new clothes, and then it's like, well, what about me?
I think we should talk about
that. There's a lot of therapy involved in today's conversation.
Yeah, there is. Why don't they love us anymore? Here is Pip on the phone. Did you have a good weekend, Pip?
I did. I had a great weekend.
Yeah? What's your customer service comment?
Well, the other day, my debit card wasn't working, and so I had went to the bank that I bank with for a while, And all of I went up to the teller, and she tells me that they no longer print out replacement debit cards, that their whole company doesn't do it anymore, unless you're a brand new customer. And I looked at her, and I was like, that's really inconvenient for anybody who's ever like been able to do that.
Yeah, well.
Like, you're standing there without a debit card, and there's the debit card machine, and you're like, all you gotta do is push the button to get me a card. No, sorry. That's rude.
Right. She told me that I could take out money right there from the teller, and then they could cancel my card if I called the 800 number on the back of it.
Wow.
And they could send me a replacement one in like 3 to 5 days.
You should have closed out your account and then started up a new one and been like, look, I'm a new customer. Give me my card, bitch.
Cash out.
Pip, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, you too. Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Yeah, you know, that's the thing about the whole new customer. That's why I wanted to address that, is because it seems to me that businesses have it backwards. And I understand the drive to get new business. Hell, we, you know, here at a radio station, our salespeople down the hall, they are, you know, flogged weekly to go out and drum up new business, right? It's all about getting new business. I have a very good friend of mine who's in sales in a completely different industry. And it almost doesn't matter how much business she has that's existing and she's maintaining. If she doesn't bring in like new people, you know, she'll get screamed at. And it's kind of interesting to me because I look at these. Say you've been doing business with a company for 10 years and they offer some special deal to new customers that's, let's say, a third what you pay. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to call them up and say, I've been writing you checks for 10 years and yet somebody who just bumbles in off the street is going to be paying a third what I pay. So there has to be some marketing genius out there who says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to offer deals for new customers, but we're also going to offer rewards of a significant nature on like your first anniversary, your fifth anniversary, mm-hmm. and your 10th anniversary, where you get to save X amount to show we appreciate you being an existing customer. Because that doesn't happen very much.
So you're rewarding loyalty then.
That's what I think mm-hmm. would be more important, because it costs more money to get a new customer than it costs to maintain a customer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah. There business, has to be somebody that does this.
There, I'm sure there are, but there's not enough of them.
It's like you have to put forth the effort, you know, like
you got to call them.
It's like if you stay with us for 5 years, you start paying 10% less than you have been. If you stay with us for 7 years, then we're going to knock another 10% off. And mm-hmm. just keep rewarding mm-hmm. people for being long-term customers. And you just don't see that very often. Instead, the finger is given to people who have been loyal, and all the love goes to people who just walk in.
What are we teaching ourselves as a society as far as relationships go?
Well, and speaking of relationships, I had an insurance agent one time, Dom, that I thought I had a good long-term relationship with.
Yeah.
And I came to find out that because I was so loyal to this person and this company, because of this person, I was paying almost double on my like homeowner's insurance.
Yes.
And I went to his office one time. Yeah. And I was like, you know, dude, mm-hmm. what? Like, I thought we kind of had a good relationship. Why didn't you let me know there was this other options or reviewing our policies? Like,
same thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And new customers were like getting these amazing rates and everything.
Oh my
gosh. It was really awkward, but I had to tell him, I'm out. You know, like, I'm leaving. I'm leaving you. We're breaking up.
See, I'm hearing, like, he essentially betrayed you, and you had to, you know, it's heartbreaking and it's devastating, and you got to pick up the pieces and move on, and you got to find love with a new insurance agent, and it's just, it's so hard.
So what you're saying is business, doing a relationship with a business is like doing a relationship with a person?
Absolutely. The longer that you're together, you need to nurture it. You need to treat it right. You need to, you know, spend time and investment. You need to water your own grass.
It's
right.
So true.
You need to sleep with your insurance agent. Is what you need to do.
Half that's
off,
the part
Chris.
I missed.
Half off.
And then you can charge him.
Yeah.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.